Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Jenna, is there any place better than Target?
No. So let's talk about Target Circle. It's the same program you know and love now with automatic deals.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
So now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, with the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Not me, that is for sure. So get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell amazing. I just used the coconut oil and vitamin E shower cream, and I seriously forgot I was in my own bathroom. It smelled like a spa. Plus, it's allergen-free, so it's gentle for your skin, and it worked in as little as 3 minutes, so no nicks, no cuts, and the smooth skin lasted days longer than shaving. Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all those nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates, so you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin. Have a me-time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
And that's what you really missed with Jenna
and Kevin, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome to And That's What You Really Missed podcast. This is the Octopus Edition.
Octopus Lovers Edition.
Woo-hoo.
We have one of our favorite and everybody's favorite TikTokers today, the one and only Jake Shane.
I can't believe we have him on the show.
I know.
I can't believe
he's
here.
He's a massive Glee fan.
The stars aligned, Kevin. The stars aligned.
I know. It makes me feel good that someone that's funny and creative and clever as him is a Glee fan, you know?
Likes Glee as much as, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Agreed.
So just get ready for everybody's favorite local comedian, you know?
Oh my gosh.
Improv specialist. It's Jake Shane.
Oh, I'm freaking out. Oh my God.
It's mutual. It's mutual.
Hello, BB.
Like, I'm gagged. Like, you don't understand.
That's so funny. It's so funny. You're so funny.
You guys are so funny.
No, you're funny.
Oh, wow.
You're funny. Oh, my God. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you for having me. I'm so excited right now.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. You have that video where you do the L and you just sit there.
Oh, and I start crying.
And you start crying. And that's what I just felt like. Because it was brilliant.
So high. I was like, why did I do that? Like, why did I think of that? Like, there was, like, no rhyme or reason. Ugh, I must have been
but it made sense.
It made sense.
I got it. I got it.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I felt something, you know?
You felt something?
Yeah, you see, you just had to put things out there, and then they find their audience.
I think I was channeling when I tried to see you guys at Radio City Music Hall, and I threw a temper tantrum, and my mom's punishment was that I couldn't go see you guys at Radio City Music Hall. So it was foul.
That is dark.
Ooh. It was foul. And I had to see all the Facebook photos of it. I was so mad.
I'm sorry.
Did you see the second tour?
No, of course I didn't. My mom punished me for life. I was like a temper tantrum kid. Like, it was
no Glee for you ever again.
No, literally.
Oh my God.
Well, it's okay. You didn't miss much. It's fine.
No, and now I'm on the podcast.
That's right. You made it. Really winning. Well, welcome to the show. It's very excited to have you here. You're a Gleek. You're also a TikToker. You're also
an icon.
Truly. I would like to hear about how you made your way to the talk.
The talk? Okay.
To the top of the talk.
I'm going
to
condense it for you guys.
Okay.
I started this octopus review account on Instagram called Pass That Puss. Mm-hmm. Yep. I was really bored. Like, I was in college and I just finished my internship and I was basically just waiting to finish college and start full time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, what to do in the meantime? And so I thought of that. And then eventually someone was like, you should bring it to TikTok. And so I did. And it kind of moved the needle and like kind of didn't. And then I just kept posting on TikTok. And then it started growing really slowly. And then I started doing these like historical skits. And that's what really like took off. And then now I'm here. It's long story short.
Because you have a gift.
Thank you. You guys have a fucking gift.
I'm truly amazed at how many videos you make. And they're all funny. And how you come up with content. Do you literally just like, do they come to you? They come to you and then you film them? Like, how does that work?
Like, I have like a bunch of different bits, but when I'm in like a creative like streak, like mm-hmm. I'll basically just be spending a lot of time with my friends and we'll be like going through comments and just trying a bunch of different stuff out. But I used to do like 5 or 6 skits a day, but people don't understand. It's like really hard to be really funny all the time.
Yeah, totally.
And I got really, 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 really burned out. So I'm trying to like space it out a little bit more now.
For your sanity.
Yeah. That's a lot of videos in one day.
It was a lot for like 6 months too. I was doing like a million a day and I was like, I just can't.
Well, that's why you've taken over the world.
Right.
I'm trying. Right.
Well, you do a lot of the comments, right? You take your comments and then you, like, how did that start?
I saw Julia Fox, like, do this, like, acting challenge thing where she was, like, comment something and I'll act it out. And it was just, like, super random stuff. And then I did it. I was, like, I saw Julia Fox do this. I want to do this. And then I remember, like, the first, there was this one about, like, Bill Clinton and, like, Monica Lewinsky. And I was, like, my whole point of it at first was like, no, I'm like a good actor, you guys, like I can do this. So like I was like looking up how he spoke and stuff, and then I was like, just, it was like midnight and I was like, fuck, I like promised the pussies I would do this, because put the pussies on my followers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're the pussies.
Yes, great, so we're all aligned.
Yeah.
So then I just like did it kind of like in a jokey tone, and that's where kind of like the historical stuff started coming about. Mm-hmm. I started doing it in like a Gen Z meets like the year 1910, which I didn't think it would really resonate that well, but people really liked it and I'm really happy they did, because that's just like my humor. And I like always like to say it like touches on the fact that like people never change, like we've always been this petty and annoying.
Yeah.
I also think it's an important lesson, because sometimes you feel like you wanted to be Bill Clinton, but it's like, maybe I'll just put me into this.
Yeah, right. I put me into it and just, you know, channeled my inner Rachel Berry.
It's also like taking, they're like giving you inspiration. Do you know what I mean? You're not having to come up with every video. It's like great.
I feel like it's like a big game of improv. Like I used to take theater when I was a kid, and there would be like people who would throw out scenario. Like you guys obviously did like improv or throw out a scenario and like go act, which is what this feels like.
Right.
So it feels like I'm playing a game kind of.
Yeah. You get some good prompts.
Yeah. I love the prompts.
That brings me to, what were you like growing up? Because did you grow up doing theater and acting? And
I tried to find this photo of me, like, doing the Glee thingy. Like, I have like a million of them. I couldn't find them for some reason because I got a new computer. Mm. But I was a theater kid. But more than that, more than a theater kid, I was a big TV kid.
Ooh.
So, like, I was a Gleek. Like, I was watching, like, a lot of reality TV. I was watching, like, Desperate Housewives.
Oh, yeah.
I was watching, I don't know if you guys remember, like, Revenge on ABC. Like, Scandal. Just, like, that was, like, and I would, like, make things my personality. So, like, I was, like, a little monster for a few years. But then I was really, like, really a Gleek. And, like, that took up, like, 4 or 5 years of my childhood.
Oh, wow. Did you
important did you have, like, say, we note childhood.
I know. I'm not even going to address.
Sorry.
No,
sorry.
Just move past it, Jenna.
Because I can't. Okay.
It hurts too much.
I can't.
This is, you see what we did? We are the reason why we birthed a generation.
You did birth me.
Yeah.
You did.
A fan the other day did say to me, you raised me. And I was like, that's amazing.
You literally did.
It's amazing.
The best part about Glee is, like, when I was a kid, I'm like, no, like, these storylines, like, they make sense. Like, this is, like, making sense to me. And then, like, I'm watching it now again for, like, the fourth time. And I'm like, wait, what? Like,
right.
What is happening?
Right. It's like your writer's room Glee.
Yes. What is happening? Like, she meets Idina Menzel, and then she's like, wait, I don't want to be your mom. And she's like, okay. And then she, like, comes back in her Lady Gaga outfit. She's like, wait, can you actually sew me a new one? And I'm like, what? No.
But you could draw, like, any unhinged, the many unhinged storylines of Glee into that video, because there's so many of them.
Yeah, every episode, there's at least one.
It's crazy. Did you guys through line.
At the time, were you like, this is ridiculous?
No, I don't think so.
Not
that's
quite.
The thing. Watching it now, I feel like, I think we feel the same as you. We're like, we did that?
Right.
Because I think we were just, it was a couple things, right? Like, oh, it's our job. We're taking it very seriously. We have to do this thing. And then I think because you're in it and you're in the scene, that's your only perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then when we're watching it, like, they used to screen them for us. And so then we'd be like, oh my God, that number's amazing. And you were great in that scene. So there was no way to, like, disassociate ourselves from what was happening.
Right.
So now watching, you're like, oh my God.
Do you guys have, like, a favorite number?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I can't believe I'm, like, able to ask you guys this. What?
You can ask us anything.
Somebody to Love is my favorite group number.
Oh my God. Same.
We closed the tour with that. So you did miss that. I'm sorry.
That was
sorry
a special one
that.
For us.
Did you see Glee 3D?
Yeah, of course I saw Glee 3D. I made my dad take me.
Oh,
so they didn't punish you enough for that. They let you go to the movie
They let me see Glee 3D.
Was it just you two in the theater?
Yeah, my dad was like, what's happening?
Basically.
I was like, I don't really know. Like, I used to save all the magazine covers with Glee. Like, you guys.
You and our parents.
Yeah.
Kevin, what was your favorite number?
Somebody to Love, obviously, but I really liked, when we had to learn Push It,
it was
a really great bonding exercise because it was so early and then we were all just, like, humping each other on stage.
Yeah.
That's a great episode.
And
that was a really good episode.
Also, because it was the first episode that we actually started filming after the pilot got picked up.
Mm-hmm.
And
when
we showed it to the crew. We've talked about this before, but, like, one of my fondest memories. It's like we knew we had been working on that number for a month. And it's so simple. That's how bad we were.
Yeah.
Then, I was about to say, that took you a month?
Oh, yeah. We were garbage.
We were working for a month before the pilot, before we started doing it. That was the longest we'd ever worked on anything.
It was like Push It, Somebody to Love, and Last Name.
Mm-hmm.
Last Name. And it took everyone
a really long time.
Mm-hmm. Weeks.
Yeah.
But we showed the crew that, and their jaws were just on the floor, like, oh my God, what have we signed up to do?
These sweet people with, like, families and children at home, and there we are, like, humping each other. And it felt so normal to us.
And it felt great.
It did.
So to be a part of a show, like, oh, this is going to make people feel uncomfortable and laugh. Like, I'm a fan of that. That's what I want to do.
So funny, that show.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind. So you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.
Jenna, let's talk about one of our favorite places, Target. This is where, like, Austin and I go on dates. We will run through the aisles of Target. I love the book selection. Seriously, this is our favorite place to go together. We go all the time. And specifically, Target Circle. It's the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals.
Exactly. Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
Now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Let's talk about something we can all relate to. Hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online. Since you're rewatching, do you have a favorite, like, unhinged storyline? Like, what are some of your favorite ones that feel like so crazy now?
Okay, I need to like really wrap my head around, like, okay, I have a few. My favorite unhinged storyline is probably like just like the whole thing about like Sue being obsessed with like Kurt and Blaine. Like that felt so, do you remember that? Like, yeah. Oh, of course you remember that. Like, and she like traps them in the elevator. I'm like, what is happening? Like rewatching that, I'm like, wait, what?
Yes.
And then also when Rachel sends I forget her name.
Sunshine Corazon to the
crack house.
Yes.
Like that crazy. Is insane. Like actually, like I just like I cry laughing because it's so funny.
My favorite unhinged storyline that I was actually in that I don't think I realized was so unhinged until it was everybody else told me it was when she sits on Blaine while he's like passed out and puts vapor rub all over his chest and like is like looking lovingly into his eyes. Like I may as well have just put like a knife in his heart at that point.
I remember that. What episode was that in?
That was like Sadie Hawkins time. So that must have been season 4, right? Late
that
season 4.
That wasn't blaming on the alcohol, right?
No. That okay. It's much, much later than that. Yeah. So this is when Tina has a huge crush on Blaine. And that's also ridiculous, but that was pulled from my life, like growing up in musical theater. So
right.
It's fine. But yeah. I don't think I realized how unhinged it was until like fans were like, that's literally crazy.
Assault.
Literally
crazy. Yeah, like the whole like thing assault. Is crazy. It feels like someone's just like smoking and like bouncing ideas off of each other and like puts it in a multi-million-dollar network show.
Right. What I also love about your video about the writer's room, I was thinking like the first two seasons are just Brad, Ryan, and Ian. So it's like two straight guys and Ryan Murphy. And so like a lot of it does not, if you
Wait,
thought that
Brad,
was
the piano guy?
No,
Brad.
Oh, Brad okay. Falchuk. He
Brad
wrote.
Brad Falchuk. Yes.
He directed a lot of the episodes.
Oh.
Now.
Oh.
They met on Glee.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Brad, Ian, and Ryan, yes, wrote the entire first two seasons by themselves. So 44 episodes just by themselves.
Damn.
So maybe when it comes to like the Gaga sewing outfit stuff, maybe that's just why. Like we got 44 of those rights.
Britney S. Pierce. Like, how do you think of that?
Oh my God.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, how do you, what? Like the whole,
I don't know.
Like, or when, like in, when they, I think it, not section, I think it was regionals when they, when you guys battled the deaf team, like what?
Abraham. Yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing. The whole thing is amazing.
Like, did you, cause some videos you posted on TikTok, you're watching some of these episodes with your friends. Back then, like when this show was actually on for the first time, did you force people to watch with you?
No, I was a lonesome gleek. Like I was like in, I think it was, you guys aired on like Tuesdays or Wednesdays. Like it would switch off. Mm-hmm. I'd be in my TV room right on time, 9 p.m. And I'd watch Glee alone. And then even when I did my first real big rewatch, like 6 years ago, I also did that alone. This time with friends, because our friend Kennedy has never seen it. And so she's like freaking out over it. Okay. She's like, how does this exist? I'm like, it's fucking Glee, Kennedy.
Yeah, so tell me about the Kennedy, because I'm just curious for somebody who's watching it for the first time, what their experience is like watching it in 2024.
She's like in awe. She's like, she's like, I've never, like, I've seen it before. So like, I like can go in and out, but she's like, it was like giving someone like hard drugs. It felt like she, every time I saw her, she's like, can we watch Glee? And I'm like, you can watch Glee like alone. Like I don't, she's like, no, we all need to be together and we all need to be watching Glee. Like, so we really watched it like every day for like 4 weeks. Cause Kennedy just wouldn't stop wanting to watch Glee.
Oh, she's into it. She's into it.
How could you not be? The whole thing is just like,
I don't know.
It's hard for us to like clock that. So we need people like you and Kennedy to tell us.
Mm-hmm. I wish I had Kennedy with me right now. She'd be freaking out.
Bring her back sometime. I will. What was it about Glee that got you hooked? Like, was it a character, a storyline, the whole thing, the music? Like, what was it?
It was the music. It was also like, I saw, like, I really felt like I was like, oh, I'm Rachel Berry. Like, I am her. Like, I am her. And then also, like, I live for a really good, like, needle drop in a TV show, like, where it ends with a song. Every episode of Glee ends with a song. So, like
usually a pretty good feel-good one.
I'm there for it.
Yeah.
Like every week at the, like they hook me back. Like even if I found myself faltering, like I'd get hooked back in just because they have a song at the end.
It's your very specific niche type of, of show. We made it just for you.
Did you like the tribute episodes?
Oh, I loved the tribute episodes. I'm trying to think. My favorite one was obviously the Britney Spears one.
Right.
Just because that was like one of your first. I remember you had Madonna. Mm-hmm. Madonna was great.
Yeah.
Because what, Sue played it in everyone's office but Emma's. Like, that's amazing.
So good.
And then, like, Madonna was great. Gaga was amazing. Britney was amazing. Britney was amazing just because I remember being obviously, like, everyone, like, I don't know if you guys realized at the time, but, like, everyone was talking about how Glee was doing Britney Spears. Like, everyone was talking about it. Like, it was like, this is the Britney episode. And then Britney actually came out, which was even crazier. And, like, it was a whole thing. Like, I think the Britney one will always be my favorite.
That's crazy. Yeah, so we had no knowledge of any of that.
Mm-mm. Yeah, no, it was a very big deal when you guys did Britney. Like, I was, like, 10 and I remember.
Yeah, a lot of fans lately, like, through the podcast we've connected with, have told, like, Britney is one of their favorites. And I never would have thought that or even pegged it for myself because it feels so crazy. Like there's not even in the tribute episodes, most of them, it feels like there's not even, they cut off the dialogue just to fit in all the songs.
Right.
And it feels so manic, but yet like it doesn't really matter because it's just, it's the artist, right? We're like honoring the artist. Yes. It was Britney was really fun though, especially to watch Heather Morris do all of the Britney. She was such a big fan. And like,
I was about to say, like Heather Morris, like I feel like that was like the first real intro we had to her character.
Yeah.
And like her and Santana's like relationship and the way they speak to people. And like, it just really like felt like a catalyst to like the rest of the show. That episode felt like very important.
Britney was like kind of created in front of our eyes, like Britney S. Pierce.
Yes. So,
yes. Like Heather would do these really crazy, like ridiculous things. And then Ryan would be like, can you do that again? And she would just do it on camera. Or like, he would be like, hey, Heather, just say this line. And I think that's where dolphins are just gay sharks, or maybe Ian wrote that. I don't know. But those lines like that, like Ryan would just spit them at her and she'd say them back and we'd all just like cackle because it's so ridiculous.
Were you guys laughing on set a lot?
Oh, yeah.
It's bad.
Which was bad because you have that choir room and there's 80 of us.
Right.
And everybody has like a line. And so one of us would fuck up and start laughing because Brittany would have some insane thing to say. Well, how are we supposed to get through this? So it, especially when Ryan was directing, it was like, I was terrified to start laughing.
Right. And
sometimes everyone was just so good that you had to.
Yeah.
Like there was no way to avoid it. I also like the Brittany episode was like Heather's coming out.
Oh, yes.
Of like, this is also the Heather Morris tribute episode.
Yes.
It's like, watch how talented she is.
She's so
good. I imagine if I was like a viewer, had no association, that I would also be obsessed with that.
Yeah.
It was the best episode ever. That and like, God, my other favorite, sorry if we're just talking favorites.
No, please.
One for you guys. My favorite would be when you guys would like break a song just because it would maybe be such a moment in like the culture. So like when, and the best part is when I would watch it in real time. So I watched the, forget what episode it was, but you guys did We Are Young.
Mm-hmm.
And that broke that song. Like it broke fun. And like, I remember it was such a, like, it was a feeling like, oh my God, I really like that song. And then you would look it up and then, oh, it's number one on iTunes. And then like the next day it was everywhere. And it just was like, felt like, oh my God, well, I was there when it aired.
That's so interesting. Like you felt like a part of it, like a part of the culture.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Leak of the Week, like the Glee Project, like come on.
You watched the Glee Project.
Yes.
And you were invested.
Yeah, I was like 11. You could like throw me like Glee dog food and I would have eaten it.
I'm shocked it wasn't Glee dog food.
Can we just throw it?
Like I would have eaten it. I'm serious.
What about Lord Tubington? Did you like Lord Tubington?
Yes. Love fondue for two.
I love fondue for two.
I really want that to come back somehow.
That would be such a digital genius, series. Like,
yeah.
Little TikTok series.
Yes. Or even like
something would just, oh my God, if they brought back fondue for two, it would be like, it would like stop the world.
Like do it, like raise money for charity, but do fondue for two.
Yes. Great idea.
Okay. I think we should
write it down,
Ryan.
Jenna.
I'm just texting you. Ask Ryan about fondue for two.
Okay, I'll text Ryan after.
Okay. That would be so brilliant. I remember the cheese was disgusting.
Oh God.
It looked good, honestly.
The sweet cat. You just be like, he doesn't want to be here. Send him.
He doesn't even know what's going on.
No, he's so fat. So fat.
Sweet I remember when that was in the script, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
Or the mouse from the Christmas episode. Remember, Cord had like the little mouse in the Christmas episode? I didn't even remember what season it was. It must have been like 4 or 5.
Oh my God.
Christmas. Well, the Christmas episodes also were wildly unhinged, all of them.
Always. And I think the one I recently just watched was the one where they sing, you guys sing Last Christmas,
mm-hmm.
and Rachel and Finn are fighting. Like, right. If I'm remembering correctly, yeah. I'm like,
yep.
Like, yes, that's the one that sticks out to me the most.
Did you like the Christmas albums? Did you listen to the Christmas music too?
Yeah, I like Christmas music, but I was way more into like the when you guys would do like a 90s or 80s mm-hmm. rock, like like those were like the best, like, or anything Journey. Like I'll say it till the day I die. My favorite performance of all time is the Journey melody you guys do at regionals in season one.
I personally, the other day I woke up and was like, I think I need to listen to my friend. We were driving the car and he's like, I just want to hear this Journey song. And then we got through one Journey song. I was like, I'd like to hear the Glee version of that.
Yeah, you have to hear the Glee version.
And then went through all the like Journey Glee covers, went through all the like classic rock faithfully. Covers we did. And yes, you're right. All that Journey shit is
so it is good. Good. It actually is
objectively
really good.
And Leah singing Journey was also something that so was particularly good. Perfect.
Appealing, yeah. Honestly, Journey, I think we just, because of Don't Stop, we had such an aversion to Journey for a while. And it was like Mr. Shoe's thing that I personally, as Jenna, was like, I don't want to do any more Journey. But like listening back now, you're like,
give me it all. Do it again. Like, I'd do it again.
Like, oh, yeah. So that good. Journey mashup was so good.
That was really good.
What was it? It was Faithfully, Don't Stop Believing. There was one more.
Dirt on Your Knees. What's that one, Kevin?
No, Dirt on Your Knees.
You can't always get what you want.
That's Rolling Stones.
Yes.
But oh, was that's that not the one then. No, God, sorry.
It's so good. It's so good.
The girls did the Love and Touch and Squeeze and.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Any Way You Want It.
Yes. Oh, God. It was so good.
I can't even do the choreography still. Like, what about the mashups? What about the mashups?
They do Faithfully and then they get up and it goes silent and then they do it.
Faithfully was so good.
It was Faithfully really was so good. They did that on tour good. Live and it was so good. So good.
Dumb.
Okay, my question for you guys, I'm sorry, I know I'm not the host of this, but I just have a question. And
you are the host of this
for 20 years. Could everyone sing at first or did some people really have to take like vocal lessons? Because I'm like, how can everyone just sing? If everyone can sing.
We did have to sing for our auditions. That was the one thing that we did have to do. Some people sang much better than others. That's for sure.
Yes. The thing is, so Corey had never sung before.
Right.
So he learned.
Are you kidding?
But he was great. And he learned sort of in real time. Like, you go from not singing at all to then being in a recording studio and doing all kinds of genres of different music and then going on tour. So his he was the one who so really good. Had to like, I think, start from scratch.
Like, yeah. Even in the shower, in the pilot. Yeah. Like, are you kidding?
He could just sing. Well,
yes. And what is he saying? I can't fight this feeling.
Yes.
I can't.
So good. Corey would had to make the biggest leap, if you will. Yes. But yeah, everybody could sing. I mean, everybody can sing.
Yeah.
It's some people can sing better than
but
than
we
others.
All definitely also got help. You know?
Yeah. Well, recording
they
help.
They just scooched up that note just a little bit when we were a little under.
I mean, nobody sings better than Amber Riley. That's the truth.
Oh, no. That was, my God.
Yeah. That wasn't fair.
Just not.
That was just like, not. Oh, I shouldn't sing this. Give it to Amber.
Yeah.
What did she sing? It was her versus, wasn't it her and Rachel were competing for a solo? What were they singing?
Oh, yeah.
Or was that? No, that was Kurt and Rachel. They were singing Defying Gravity. But then Amber and Rachel also competed for a solo. Mm-hmm. And I forget what it was, but it was insanity.
Take Me or Leave Me? No.
Was it West Side Story?
I think you're right, Kevin.
The auditions?
It was the auditions.
Yes.
Right?
And then also, she also, didn't Amber Riley also sing an I Am Telling You?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, that was like life-changing.
What about the mashups? Like, so tell me about your mashup experience, because...
I remember they intro'd the mashups, the episode everyone took, like the Adderall thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my favorite mashup. I liked the one where they do like, it's my life. Great. Mm-hmm. My favorite though was the Walking on Sunshine.
Oh yeah. Mashup. Classic. And
we are learning this too, that is one of the favorite mashups.
I
never would have. The girls are so like cracked out and like, it's like so, and everyone's like, what's happening?
Yeah.
I loved watching it.
Still around.
Of course you
yeah. Did. Like we weren't even on camera and they had us leave the room and I kept going in just to watch you film it.
My neck is so will never satisfying. Be the same.
What did it hurt? Like, was it like hard to like move that fast?
Yeah. I actually, had like a real neck injury after that number. I whiplashed my neck so badly. Like, I
couldn't. Yes, because they like go like, you guys go like this.
Because they kept saying like, hair, get your hair, like move your hair. So like, I just kept flipping my head and Heather and I just kept flipping our heads so much so that like, I actually felt like I had whiplash the next day and like couldn't, right. I couldn't move my neck. It was really bad. And my neck has never been the same. I mean, my knees, my back. My whole
I
thing,
still but. Wonder how Heather did that.
She's a dancer, okay?
He's like she does God's work in that choreography.
That is right. That is correct.
But I just don't, I recently saw a video of Heather dancing with Beyonce with Single Ladies on some TV show.
I know.
And they're also like whipping them. I'm like, I don't.
And it's so sharp.
Some bodies are just meant to move like that.
Oh, like I do that and I get a headache immediately.
My really rogue favorite performance is also Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
That was a it was crazy. That
no,
was
like,
crazy.
That. I remember when you started singing it, I'm like, the fuck is this song? Like, I'm like, what is happening? And then this is what you guys do in every single one of your cast numbers. By the end of it, the chemistry is just so there. And I'm just like, wait, this is like my new favorite thing.
That was the craziest thing we've ever done. It's such a long song and it's so wild.
It was so good. Sorry,
it was really good.
What were you saying?
This is like really reassuring because our whole theory, it was like we keep hearing like inklings of this, that is like a low-key favorite of so many people. Mm-hmm. And now I feel like it's just confirmed. You've confirmed it.
On the queen has, the queen has spoken.
Yes. The queen gleek has spoken in Paradise by the Dashboard all time. And so was Ruth before Branches.
No!
Yeah.
No!
I said what I said. I said what I said. I was sobbing at my TV. Sobbing. When I was 12 years old. And I'll never get that feeling back.
And I'll never get that time back.
Same. Not Ruth before Branches.
Like, is this, like, do people not like it? Like, I thought that was like...
Actually, I don't know. So I'd like to hear if people like it, because we had a very... it was just such a... We were at a train station. I don't know where the fuck we were, what we were doing. We were being hooligans that day. Obviously, like Leah and Corey had acting to do, but we didn't have anything to do. So we were just being hooligans.
Right.
And I remember that song and I was like, what is this thing we're doing? And she's just walking through all of us. And I was like, where are we? That was and one of those days that I was like, train, this is like, unacceptable. Chose. Unacceptable.
I do love a good running after a train moment.
Oh,
of course. It was just, I don't know.
We're too close, Jenna. We're too close.
It was also the last day of filming for the season. And so we were crazy people.
Yeah.
Mentally gone. But okay. Gone.
I mean, the queen has spoken again. Please tell us what you guys think about Roots Before Branches, because I need to know.
Yeah. Like, am I alone in this feeling? Like, I thought it was like,
I don't think you really are funny. Because I feel like I have ignored some comments of people saying they like that.
Well, like Run Joey Run.
Oh, I loved Run Joey Run. And I also like just loved Jessie's Girl and then Teenage Dream and all the war and obviously Somewhere Only We Know and Cough Syrup and just all the classics. There's so many, like, they should make an album just of the Glee classics. Cause you guys sang so many songs, but if you put all the classic numbers in an album,
like the greatest that would just hits.
Make my life easier, honestly, in terms of like the experience.
Right.
Add to the list. We'll talk to Ryan about that too. Lord Tubbington, a Glee greatest hits. I still want a Trouble Tones greatest hits.
Oh my God.
That's what I want.
I
personally.
Need a spin-off.
Oh yeah.
Do you have any other questions about Glee? Not to put you on the spot.
Yeah. Like I have a million. Like what was the most fun you guys ever had filming? Like what episode were you like, oh, I've never had more fun in my life than filming this episode?
Blame It on the Alcohol was very fun.
Oh yeah, well that's iconic.
Like the party scene. That was all very, very fun. The competitions were not.
You didn't like filming the competitions?
I love how they look.
Yeah.
But filming them, it was not.
So many people.
Yeah, long days.
Right.
Of doing the number a billion times.
And then having to like wait around and then the other teams that we were competing against would have to do all theirs in the same day. So it was just like pandemonium. It's like, and then the judges and like, and then you have like Lindsay Lohan there. It's all crazy. It's really, really crazy.
Yes, judges were always so funny.
Really funny. I also really, I know it was like crazy, but the Christmas episode with the Mary's Boy Child and like that one, it wasn't like my favorite stuff to shoot,
right?
But I remember feeling so like, well, here we are, and so like having fun doing it. Do you think I'm crazy, Kevin?
Yeah.
That
episode
maybe
insane.
It's just my memory.
Did you guys enjoy filming the Rocky Horror Picture Show episode?
That was really hard.
Right,
I did because I didn't have much to do.
It was really hard. You know, that was the first time I saw Heather Morris cry because it was like a really long day and her like tears started to fill up her eyes. And I was like, that bitch never complains. And I was
what
like,
was so hard about it?
It was like 1 a.m. We were still in those like tap dancing costumes, like wigs and sequins on. And we were doing Time Warp for like the 1,000th time.
Oh,
and like, it's a lot. There was big numbers like that. And it's the finale. Like they take a lot of time. And it was a really long episode. There's just so much to do and cover. So they're fun to rewatch, but like remembering what they were like to do was actual sometimes like hell.
Yeah, of course.
New York was fun.
Oh, New York.
Like going to New York to film was actually very fun.
Oh, that was so
that was really, really good.
That's actually, I think, my favorite.
Yeah, that was fun. We were just...
That was Nationals, right?
When yeah.
That's right. One when we lost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, madness.
Then you won, and I remember you got back to school, and you were feeling, and everyone was like, finally gave you guys the respect you deserved. Oh, and then my favorite scene in Glee ever is when you guys won. I totally forget what it was, but everyone was walking into school. I think it was season one, feeling so good about themselves. Cause finally like Glee Club, I think they had one like sectionals.
It was the back nine, I think, when we got picked up.
Yes, yeah. Someone just slushied you guys. And then it was like,
that's right. That's right.
How did you feel? Cause you said you were like Rachel Berry growing up. You thought you were Rachel Berry when Leah duetted your video on TikTok.
I was started, like shaken.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, like what? And I called all my friends and I was like screaming, and then I started DMing her and she was so lovely, and I was like, how is my life real? And I was like, if I wasn't on these fucking meds that I'm on, like I would definitely be freaking out way more than I am. But I was freaking out.
I bet. It was a really funny one.
It was very good.
Which one did she do again?
It was the pepper one.
Dr. Pepper.
With the phone call with the pepper.
Yes. And the best part about it is when like actors like duet my stuff is like they're so good at it. So it really brings the whole skit to life in a really funny way.
Yeah, but so are you. You're crazy.
Zooey Deschanel did once. Mm. Jonas Brothers did once.
Yes.
Who else did? I honestly can't. I Louise, if Louise is here, tell me if I'm wrong, but I think Kerry Washington did once and I like freaked out about it.
I would have died.
Yeah, she definitely did. She definitely did. And I can't think of any other ones off the tip of my tongue.
That's fine.
I know there's been a few and it's been absolutely wild.
Kerry Washington's a good one.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
We used to like, because Scandal was on at the same time as Glee. Ugh. And so we used to like see her at events and things.
Ugh.
And I remember the first time I spoke to her, she came up to me and acted like she knew me. And she was so nice and was like, there was a bunch of us and she was talking to all of us and I couldn't handle it. I was like, I love you.
TV was so in its prime back then.
Yeah.
Yes.
Totally. You had Glee, you had Scandal, you had Revenge, you had Grey's Anatomy, and then How to Get Away with Murder started. And they just it was so good. I'm pretty sure Desperate Housewives was still on the air. Like, it was so good.
It's so true. I miss that. I really do miss
too.
That.
I miss it's, that too. It was really such
I miss Desperate Housewives.
Yeah, that's really. I gotta rewatch
it. I think the reason people loved Glee so much, it was kind of this like universal, everyone was watching it. And there's nothing that like unites our country more than a really good TV show.
You know?
I get it.
You're not wrong.
It's like the Game of
Thrones. And oh my God, Homeland was on at the time. Like remember like everyone freaking out about like a million different shows.
Yes, that's right. You're right.
I was watching The Good Wife, I think, at the same time. Six Feet Under. Oh my God, so good.
I haven't either.
6 Feet Under was on. It was a really good time for like
binge Modern Family.
TV. That's right. Oh my gosh, they were so funny.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Jenna? Let's talk about one of our favorite places, Target. This is where like Austin and I go on dates. We will run through the aisles of Target. I love the book selection. Seriously, this is our favorite place to go together. We go all the time. And specifically, Target Circle. It's the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals.
Exactly. Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
Now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Let's talk about something we can all relate to. Hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online. Tell us about your podcast.
I have a podcast called Therapus, which I would love for you guys. Are you guys based in LA?
Yeah.
I would love to have you guys on, but that is
we would love to come yes. on.
Consider okay, it booked.
I would be so honored, and I'll have Kennedy there.
Yes.
I'll have Kennedy there.
Great. We'll come in anytime.
My podcast called Therapus. And it was born out of this thing when I would ask people, like, tell me what's wrong on my Instagram story. And I would kind of give pretty, like, candid responses that I didn't think I'd be able to share on TikTok because I thought people would.
Right.
People really, really, really liked it. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to do a podcast. And it was kind of that situation where, like, I built off the name. So we were just bouncing names around. And then, like, I was trying, like, different, like, ways of, like, adding puss in. And then I was like, oh, Therapus. And then I was like, tell me what's wrong. And then so I just made this whole podcast mm-hmm. about, like, tell me what's wrong. And I thought, there's so many interview, like, there's so much, like, where, like, they're, the person there is getting, like, grilled. And I was like, mm-hmm. I just want to have something where it can, like, this, where it can just be fun.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, we're answering audience questions. And I'm kind of playing off the crowd work that got me to be in this position to make mm-hmm. a podcast. And like mm-hmm. my whole thing is kind of like virtual crowd work. And then eventually I obviously want to expand it to like live shows and actual tangible crowd work. But like the whole concept of the show is based in that idea of like crowd work and like building community. And it's like, it's been really, really fulfilling and fun to do.
Amazing. Speaking of live shows, you're doing your first show in May at the Irvine Improv.
So
congratulations. That's awesome. I would love to see you live.
I would die if you guys came.
Okay. We're coming.
Should we go? Okay.
Please, May 1st, Irvine Improv.
Okay. And tell me about this show. Like, what made you want to do the live show? And what is this show going to be? Or do you know yet?
I know it's going to be like Therapus Live.
Okay. Okay.
But I got my toes wet. I did two college shows. Mm-hmm. I did one in Arkansas and I did one at Syracuse.
Oh, wow.
And I just remember I was so, I just said this yesterday, but I was so, you know, when you post a video online, the worst thing that can happen is not a lot of people will see it. And then mm-hmm. the worst thing that could happen in a live show is no one will show up.
Oh yeah.
And that totally. Is like, just was replaying in the back of my mind. And then I did Arkansas. It was the first one I ever did. And I just remember like the feeling of connecting with everyone, like in a live setting was like, I was like, oh my God, I see why people are like addicted to this. Like it felt like I was like a theater kid again. And I was back on stage. I just love being on stage and I love being doing TikTok and like doing this virtual stage, but there is something to be said for doing it in person. It really, mm-hmm. it really is just like one of the most fulfilling things I've ever done. So I'm really excited to like actually bring this podcast on the road and like do live shows and like connect with the people that I'd speak to in my YouTube chat every week.
Exactly. That has to be so like such a wild feeling, especially because you've become so big on these social media platforms, and to actually get to see the faces of the people and they understand your humor. So they're there to like,
yeah,
they get it.
They got you. They get it. It's like, also like you have such a hard time visualizing all the people that follow you as like, just like it becomes such a number.
Right.
Like you don't, but then you see it in person and you're like, oh my God. And this is just 400 of you. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's crazy.
How exciting. Wait, we have to go, Jenna. We have to go.
Please,
do that.
You guys for sure have to go.
We'll come to that. We'll come on your podcast. We're doing it.
Oh my God.
We're fans, you know?
We are fans.
I'm fans, you guys. <We're> Seriously.
Ryan talked about doing a Taylor Swift episode if there was ever a reboot. Like, he wished we did like a Taylor Swift episode. Now, I just want to know, if that were to ever happen,
what would I want to see you guys say?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's your dream?
Someone on TikTok named Demi DeVito. Have you guys seen her? She has incredible play out scenarios like this.
Yes. Yes.
I think I would want to see Rachel Berry sing The Archer. I would want to see the cast sing Love Story. I would want to see Mr. Shu and Emma sing Lover.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would want Santana to sing Better Than Revenge or like Vigilante Shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's as far I'm trying to think of more. I think I'd want Amber Riley to sing Don't Blame Me. Because I'd want to hear her hit that high note.
Yes. Yep.
And I don't know. I can't think of anything else off the top of my head.
That's pretty good.
No, that's very good.
It's pretty full.
You like it?
I do.
I can picture it.
I can too.
The Archer is so Rachel coded.
Yes. That's
and it's right. So me coded because I'm Rachel.
It's one of those things where it's like, I wish Glee was around so someone like you could be on it.
Right.
You'd be perfect.
Don't even have me. Because now I'm going to leave this and be like, well, did you hear they said that? If Glee was still on, I would be, I guess.
Here's what we need to do. You just need to be a guest on Fondue for Two when we get that to happen again.
Yes.
We'll bring it back.
Please.
We're going to call Heather now and ask her if she'll do Fondue for Two again. Thank you so much for coming on our show. I have had so much fun with you. You are the funniest.
You're a goddamn ray of sunshine. Thank you for entertaining us all the time.
Big fans.
Thank you. Huge fans. I am so appreciative you guys like gave me this space and let me be here.
Oh my God, we're so appreciative you showed up. Thank you. Thank you for coming on. I think people are going to love this. And thanks for being such a big fan. It really means a lot to us.
Oh my God. No, like thanks for having the show.
And I hope now you can forgive your mother for not allowing you to go see us on tour.
I'll try.
If you don't follow Jake, go follow him, Octopus Lover 8. He has his podcast Therapist with Jake Shane. And then also he has his first live show May 1st at the Irvine Improv. If you are in town, get tickets.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so, so much.
See you soon.
Yeah, see you soon. We'll hang.
Bye,
we'll
Kennedy.
Come on the show.
Bye, Ken. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Okay. That was Jake Shane. He didn't need any kind of introduction anyway. But
no.
His handle is Octopus Lover 8. And if you are not on the octopus boat, get on and get
if
ready.
If you're not a puss, you need to be one. Also, I just assume everyone follows him.
Right.
Already.
Right. I mean, he's everywhere. Like, you couldn't be on social media and not come on across one of his videos, right?
And just
like,
very talented. He's so
wild,
talented.
Wildly talented. So sweet. How fun. A big Glee fan. And thank you so much to Jake for coming on the show.
I mean, what a real Gleek, you know? Gleek of the week, really.
Gleek of the year.
And that's what you really missed.
Thanks for listening, and follow us on Instagram at And That's What You Really Miss Pod. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. See you next time.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Jenna, is there any place better than Target?
No. So let's talk about Target Circle. It's the same program you know and love now with automatic deals.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
So now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, with the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.